the history books, with only the third impeachment of an American president ever. The House of Representatives, beginning this hour, is scheduled to debate two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump: abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The expected vote will set up a trial in the U.S. Senate early in 2020. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Presidential historian Barbara Perry says the nation should try to avoid removing a democratically elected president unless absolutely warranted.
We present you not just with high crimes and misdemeanors, but a constitutional crime in progress.
Democrat Jamie Raskin says the president's already subverted democracy and is still trying to invite foreign election interference.
The majority is seeking to remove the president over something that didn't happen.
Republican Tom Cole says there's no reason to impeach the president, who says Democrats are doing what they say he did, abusing power.
The whole impeachment thing is a hoax.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House vote is predicted to follow straight party lines, with the Democrats for and the Republicans against impeachment, and could come around the time that... Meanwhile, presidential historian Barbara Perry says Donald Trump's poll ratings so far seem little affected by the impeachment drama.
Trump falls squarely between Nixon, who plummeted into the 20s, 20% plus approval ratings, and as I said, Clinton had been going up. And so here we see Trump actually...
To keep up with the U.S. impeachment story and all the day's news, we invite you to our website, voanews.com, online. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. It seems the Trump impeachment saga is having a major effect on TV viewing in the United States. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel reports last week's numbers reflected some lofty ratings for American news networks.
Love it or hate it, the impeachment drama involving President Donald Trump is must-see TV for many. President Trump has called impeachment a dirty word, but the networks that have been carrying recent coverage of the effort have been cleaning up when it comes to ratings. Nielsen reports that last week's drama that saw the House of Representatives move closer to impeachment put news networks on par with their entertainment counterparts. Fox News Channel, MSNBC, and CNN together averaged about 5.4 million viewers in primetime last week. That is about the same as some of the entertainment divisions of the big networks, which each averaged between 5.4 and 5.9 million viewers. What's more, Nielsen reports 34 of the 40 most watched cable shows last week were news shows. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
France is once again beset by public sector strikes. At issue, President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the national pension system. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports that Tuesday across France, there was what might be called a pre-holiday nightmare.
Demonstrators in France have poured onto the streets in a redoubled effort to get President Emmanuel Macron's government to ditch a planned pension reform by Christmas. Tear gas was fired at protesters in Nantes, and in Paris, even the Eiffel Tower was closed. Transport was crippled as metro lines halted and schools were also shut. Trade unions called for the mobilization in a bid to regain momentum after rolling strikes began to tail off in recent days. Thousands of rail workers, nurses, teachers and public service employees marched. The unions and Macron are each hoping to push the other to back down over the festive period, with the prospect that strikes over the holiday would alienate an increasingly frustrated public.
That was Lauren Anthony reporting for Reuters. There is more to report on the controversial issue of vaping by teenagers in the United States, and it is not good. A survey shows that one in five teens has indulged in the past year. Protesters were in the streets across India Tuesday demonstrating opposition to a new law that prevents Muslims from neighboring countries from gaining Indian citizenship. In New Delhi, thousands of protesters clashed with police, with officers firing tear gas. The new measure grants an easier naturalization path for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who enter the country illegally from Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. The law, however, does not apply to Muslims, triggering waves of unrest. The group Reporters Without Borders says fewer journalists were killed this year, but more ended up in jail. In its annual report, the watchdog group says 49 journalists have been killed this year, but close to 400 are imprisoned. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA1, the best music.